Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
What's happening, guys? We are back on Born Offside. Still no Kat Haddad. Where is she, mate?
I don't know, man. She forgot her duties, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's forgotten. She's off in Spain, living it up, worked hard during the Women's World Cup. Apparently, none of us did.
Just jets away.
She was the only one. Yeah, just jets away. She's living it up, though. She's having a good time. But we had Nick Stav last week. We've now got probably behind Danny Townsend, the second most controversial figure that has appeared on the podcast so far.
I'll have to change that today. Yeah. I'm going to come for Danny Townsend's crown.
Well, it's a tough one.
I'm sure you are.
It's a tough one. I think he's
it's
the
a
only,
tough one to beat. Yeah.
The only person more hated than you, Anthony LoCascio.
Yes. Welcome. Yes, chefs. Hello. Thanks for having me.
No, you're honestly, but you're fantastic talking football. It's just those. I think it was one viral clip last time of you saying
Garang Kuol.
Yeah.
Which, I mean,
was I wrong?
No, you know, you still got to give it time.
No, still.
We still got to give it time.
We're not going to do that from the jump.
Yeah, no, okay? So I thought he's going to bring it up straight away. I'm like, wow.
No, you were definitely wrong. We're still going to argue that. Okay. He's still young. He's still, you know, give him time.
All right. But, okay. But
look, gonna, I don't want to derail the whole very show. Bad.
No, we're not talking. We're not bad-mouthing Aussie
the
talents.
The internet treated me like I said, I hope the kid gets foot cancer. Yeah, you know what I mean? I was just like, I don't think the hype is justified.
Right.
And people coming at me on Twitter, which I don't even use, by the way. Yeah. This guy messaged me and said, hey, don't check Twitter. And obviously, I'm like, well, now I've got to check Twitter.
You know when you get a text from me, hey, bro, just don't check Twitter today.
Claude Silver goes, hey, mate, you doing all right? Or just don't check it.
Yes.
So I love that.
So obviously I checked it.
That's all part of the game. It's all part of the game.
It is.
It's all part of
the game. You just finished a tour. You almost finished a tour. You still got to film a few more. But you've been touring Australia this whole time.
Yes. It's been a big year. Added a few more cities to last year. Yeah. It's been good.
That's good. Did you get to see any football around? Little local leagues?
No. But I went to 3 Women's World Cup matches.
Oh, that's cool.
How'd you find it?
Oh, the best.
It's amazing.
The best. I went to Colombia, South Korea.
Yeah.
The Colombian fans. The
awesome,
best.
Awesome, right?
Oh, yeah. The they best. Amazing.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Went to Panama, France.
Yeah. Cool.
Was sitting right behind the goal for the free kick.
Wow. Yeah. What a hit.
Okay. What a hit.
Yeah.
And then went to the semi where the Matildas, unfortunately, came to an end.
Yeah, but we had 7 minutes of fun.
We had 7 minutes of fun.
It was good. It was a good 7 minutes.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway. So,
was that how much it took between the Sam Kerr goal?
Yeah. 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. 7 minutes, decent time though.
It is.
It's all right.
You know, some people would argue there's a lot you can do in 7 minutes or that, no?
Say a little. Yeah, I've got a
7 minutes
couple,
long enough?
A couple positions you can do. In
yeah, 7 minutes long.
I could do a lot twice in 7 minutes.
That's what I mean.
You're not wrong.
So, you know, some people don't get that. So we'll take that. That was really a high. Big Verge, you started posting videos of you playing football again last night.
You know when you're just reminiscing on good times?
Yeah.
Like, obviously, if those that don't know, I had Achilles injury, had surgery probably about 6-7 months ago.
That's about time to make a comeback.
Yeah, I'm on the rehab now. I'm jogging now. I'm started the kickboxing up. I've shredded about 5-6 kgs in the last 2-3
okay,
weeks.
Okay, so everyone listening at home probably thinks you're shredding to come back to football. What are you actually shredding for?
Going to Bali, mate. Going to Bali in a couple of weeks. I said, you know what, man? It's enough is enough. When I take that picture in Bali,
that's what I mean.
I need the abs to be out. I need to see chiseled abs. And if they're not there, I'm not posting it.
I can't wait.
Yeah, man, that's my do you know what? I needed that. You know when you got a goal to work towards and you're trying to lose weight, it kickstarts you. You just go, all right, I'm getting off the couch now. I'm eating better. I've got the fucking the meal preps. I've got all sorted, man. So yeah, that's the path. And then after that, you know, who knows?
That's it. We're going into summer as well after Bali.
Might come back, you know, might make a little comeback. So
hey, brilliant. We'd love to see African Cup coming back around.
Yeah, maybe. Also, did you see about it's not UNICEF. What is it?
There's a football aid they want to do. That's next year, I think.
It's next year,
yeah,
right?
Like a charity match.
That would be really interesting.
That'd be really cool. Yeah, that'd be cool. No doubt we'd be in and around that. Let's talk some international footy. We're going to go over to the Prem. It is the second biggest league behind the Serie A.
I've got that written on my nightstand.
We'll get to Serie A in a second. Let's go to the Prem. Arsenal, Manchester United was probably the match of the weekend. Ooh. left it late, got them. Lots of drama with Man United.
It's what a game that was.
It was a good match, wasn't it?
Man, what a match that was. It was one of, I mean, it's one of the games you have to watch. And if you didn't watch it, 3-1 would be, you'd be like, oh, like they got, Man United got absolutely smashed. But it wasn't that kind of 3-1. It was a 3-1 with a little bit of controversy in it, end to end. And then Arsenal ended up just running away with it at the end of the game. But it was a good game, man.
It's a good game.
I love games that kind of live up to the hype.
Yeah, yeah. And there have been amongst the big teams. Ten Hag was complaining afterwards. Mm-hmm. Said there was a couple of fouls that weren't given. In the goal, there was apparently a foul that wasn't given on Johnny Evans. Ooh. The offside, he would like to see a different angle to the offside.
Offside was techie, man.
It was techie when they get those lines out.
I don't know. It's so hit and miss for the offside and the VAR.
Did you see it, Lakash?
No, I didn't see the game live. I watched the highlights later, and I had a proper rage attack because I looked at the Optus feed. No, it wasn't Optus. I looked at whatever it was, and it said Declan Rice scores 95th minute winner as Arsenal beat Man United 3-1. And I had a rage because I'm like, it's not the winner then. If he scored the third one, the 95th minute, it wasn't the winner. Yeah. And then I watched it and I was like, you got angry for no reason.
Yeah. Because then Gabby Jesus went away. Exactly. And that was a beautiful goal as well.
Exactly. Beautiful. I don't know why the managers complain about the referees.
Apparently he said something about Sancho as well.
Well, this is what I want to get to. So there's a lot of drama going on at United. So one, Erik ten Hag wasn't happy with the refs. Okay. He was angry. Fair enough.
Has he ever been happy ever?
Is a losing manager ever happy?
No.
No, but even when he wins, I don't think he's happy.
He's not a happy guy. No. He's Dutch, you know?
Maybe just can't tell.
Sometimes they're a bit funny people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're funny people.
He's off the sauce.
Yeah, exactly. Then Roy Keane got headbutted by an Arsenal fan.
Did he?
In the VIP.
What?
And Micah Richards jumps in.
Is there a video of this?
There's a video circulating on Twitter of, you don't see the headbutt, but you see Micah Richards run in and get between Roy Keane while Roy Keane's still mouthing off to this Arsenal fan.
Oh my God. That's so Roy Keane.
It's good to see he hasn't changed.
Could you imagine the balls on somebody?
I know.
To headbutt Roy Keane.
I know.
I need to see that
you
video.
You know, so like of all the pundits.
Yeah.
You're picking.
That's someone
you'd be headbutting like Gary Neville.
I'd headbutt Gary Neville any day of the week. Any day of the week.
Yeah, Gary Neville. But Jamie Carragher, you have a little
like rough Valencia rough. Says hello.
Yeah, exactly. There was a moment as well on the panel where he was next to, I think it was Theo Walcott that was Theo Walcott on the panel? Theo Walcott said Arsenal is now a bigger club than Man United. And Roy Keane was already, probably still angry from that.
God, that would have sent him.
But then the biggest one, like you said, Ten Hag left Sancho out of the squad. When asked about it, he said, well, he just trained like shit this week. And Sancho then took to Twitter.
Yes.
And wrote this whole tweet.
We all know how that goes.
Exactly. Stay off Twitter.
Stay off
Twitter. It never ends well. Just ask Logan Paul at the moment. I don't know if you're following
that. Oh, I am, definitely. I'm invested in that. We can maybe dabble in that a little bit if we want to.
Yeah. But Sancho, he responded going, there's more to this. There's an agenda. And he said, I'm a scapegoat for Manchester United at the moment. What's going on with that guy?
I don't know. It's because I feel like Ten Hag did give him a little bit of a chance in a sense where he said, go train by yourself for 2-3 months. Mm. Come back when you're mentally, because he was copping all that hate on social media. He deleted social media. He went away. It looked like in the preseason realms, it looked like he was like kind of finding his feet. He was scoring goals in preseason in America, doing really well. Don't know what's kind of happened since the season started. If he's kind of got his run, but it just seems it's sad to see, because you want someone like Sancho to flourish and do well. Mm. You want to see his career really doing well, but it just some players it just doesn't hit. United, it just doesn't.
Well, this is what I wanted to ask you, Lakash, because he's British, so I'm not going to ask him. But but are English players better off leaving England? Because Sancho was doing so well at Dortmund. Mm. He's been dead since he's come back. Phil Foden still can't manage to string 2-3 starts together, and he's a generational talent at 23 now. He's not a kid anymore. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Jude Bellingham's becoming the best player in the world over in Real Madrid.
He's absolutely killing
it. You know, so
there's a handful of English talents in Serie A that are killing it.
Yeah.
Samuel Illing Jr. For Juve.
He's Kaio doing Tomori. Really well,
and he wouldn't have gotten a sniff at Chelsea when he was there. Mm. Kaio Tomori, Tammy Abraham was doing all right before he got injured.
Yeah.
Not Smalling. To mention, what's his name? Ferguson. For Bologna.
Yeah.
Came from Aberdeen.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So I think it's so much.
But it's almost like you're not respected.
In England, you're not respected.
You're not respected, or you don't feel like you've arrived until you get that like English move to an English club.
And it hasn't been working.
You go on the stage of Premier League and then you know what I mean? It's almost like you haven't, because even his stint at Dortmund, that stint was unreal.
Yeah, but it didn't kind of. But surely now Real Madrid is a new level.
New Madrid is a new level.
Yeah, well, it's almost like Bellingham skipped the Premier League step. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's gone straight for the crown.
Because that's endgame.
It is him. It's endgame.
Because essentially Bellingham, he could have come Prem and then.
Could have gone any team.
And then Real Madrid afterwards.
And then Madrid afterwards.
Yeah. And look, he probably will end up in the Premier League at some point.
Yeah.
Perhaps. And look, contrary to what we said before, the Premier League is the creme de la creme
of course
the
it
leagues,
is.
Right?
Yeah,
so if you're not going to go there, you're not gonna, if you're a Tammy Abraham.
But is there any club? But is there any club in England in the Premier League that's as big as Real Madrid though? Like that might be the creme de la creme of leagues, but is Real Madrid?
No, it's
in
not,
terms
it's
of what?
Not.
In terms of
like being a footballer, no, is Real, the number one goal to play for Real or Barca?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
You don't think so?
Man United.
If you're English. Your goal is not going to be to play for Real Madrid. Like it is going to be on the list of things that you would love to tick off.
I still think
it would be to play for a big four side, maybe Man City, Man United, Arsenal, Chelsea. That would be your ultimate dream.
Mm. But I feel like to be a Galactico, you know, to play for Real Madrid is
there's definitely that appeal, and I think that's why he chose that.
Yeah,
that's why he chose it because it's not like he went to Real Madrid because it was a clear space to fill. No. Look at all the midfielders they got there. It's not like. He went there because it's Real Madrid.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to be Birmingham 2 years ago and now.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at me now.
Exactly. Yeah.
I just don't know why with the Sancho. I don't know what these players think they're gonna get out of out of talking shit about the manager.
It never ends well at big clubs.
It never ends well. Do you remember when Christian Pulisic wrote in his autobiography, which they commissioned when he was 21 for some reason?
And
we want to know about your life.
When you're 21.
Child. when's Nick Stav's autobiography coming out?
That's terrible. That's actually such a bad idea. Who signed off for that?
Exactly. So, like on Sancho, you made a spontaneous tweet, you were frustrated, you went tweet, but with Pulisic, it's like an editor's got to approve it, you've got to rethink it, you've got to redraft it, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. He's talking shit about Thomas Tuchel while Thomas Tuchel is still his manager. What are you going to get out of this? Even if you leave Chelsea, which he has, how do you know Thomas Tuchel isn't going to potentially be your manager again
somewhere,
at some point?
Exactly.
You know why? Because you're going to have a long career. You know why? Because you're 21.
Yeah, exactly. You should be making plenty of money. You don't need to sell books.
Bro,
right. You shouldn't
come
have
on.
To. Someone made it.
I think anytime a player has come out in the public and said something about the team or whatever, it's not really ended well. You look at Lukaku.
Look at Lukaku, look at Ronaldo at United.
Ronaldo, anytime they come out and say a statement where they try and disagree with what management's saying, it just, you're walking down a steady slope.
It's unprofessional.
Yeah, it doesn't work. And I think it looks like Sancho I can't see him having a proper future at United, at least while Erik ten Hag's there. And I don't think ten Hag is going to be a short-term manager.
I don't think
he's the man to stay there for a while. I want to ask you, Gareth Southgate, announced his new England squad. He's called up both Harry Maguire and Calvin Phillips. And there was a lot of criticism going around. Like, these two are just making the team. They don't have to play. They don't have to do anything of any merit. And they're still making the team based on Euro 2020. Is that fair?
Do you know what? I'm not against it.
Really?
I'm not against it. There's certain players.
But if you're a young CB.
No, but the thing is, there's certain players that they just turn up for the country. And that's fine.
Calvin Phillips?
Not really Calvin Phillips, I'm maybe
offensive. But you're saying Slabhead turns
But up. I'm talking Slabhead has not stepped wrong for England for me. Put him in there.
But even though
just put him in there. Something happens when he puts on that England shirt and he fucking turns into someone different. So put him in there.
And you're going to walk into like a Euros next year and you're proud, confident knowing that your CB can't even get a minute for Manchester United. And it was dropped as captain.
Yeah, that's it. Sound great.
I imagine he probably won't start. And I think with decisions like that, it's based on, we all play. It's a team.
Yeah.
You have good team harmony.
Yeah.
You've made a semi. You've made a final. Yeah. It's the boys. We don't want to break up the boys.
Well, then
he doesn't have to play.
He should get a move then. He should be,
He should have
gone to West Ham.
He should have moved. He should have moved. He should have gone somewhere else. But he's clearly happy on the packet of wages that he's on at the moment.
Also, who would you pick ahead of Harry Maguire that didn't get picked?
I don't think Chris Smalling got picked.
Did you get the text?
Yeah, did you?
Fucking
I think they saw those highlights of yours,
they
bro.
Did,
that's
they
why
did.
He posted.
Well, Rio sent it to Southgate. Southgate was like, nah, he's too old. So unfortunately, I didn't get the call up, but maybe next year.
Well, let's talk about a Man United player that did move. Mason Greenwood.
Ooh, yes. We were speaking about this last week.
He did move.
And we were saying any club that kind of associates themselves with him It's
and it happened to be a Spanish club.
Shocking.
In everything that's going on at the moment.
Absolutely shocking.
Right, Getafe. Now, I don't know how much the Spanish FA had to do with this. I don't actually
after
think.
After everything that's going on right now, they thought that would be a smart idea.
I don't know if they actually commissioned this move, right? But
well, they'd have to because the FA has to approve.
So have to sign off. Yeah, they have to sign off.
Yeah. That's went straight to the top. Rubiales was like, yeah, of course, my boy, bring him in.
Go down swinging. Rubiales is going to go down swinging. Eh? He's just going to fuck shit up while Rubiales, he's there. Yeah. Look, Lakash, you weren't here. We spoke a lot about Rubiales last week. Yeah. What the fuck's going on in Spain? And is this just poor timing? Man, like, if you're Spain, just I know it's Mason Greenwood. He's, you know, a big talent and everything. Yeah. You just let it go right now, right? This is not the time to be doing this.
So there was speculation that he might come to a lot of Italian clubs for a little while. Mm-hmm. And I was torn about it, obviously, because fuck that guy.
Yeah.
But also when you're in a, like when you're running a business and you are a Spanish or an Italian team and your budget is this compared to
everyone
Bournemouth,
let alone,
right? And you've got a player of that caliber that you could potentially get. From a business perspective, it's hard to say no to.
Yes. Yeah.
But a lot of these clubs, like you the trade-off from a PR perspective, we will find out how bad it is.
Yeah. Well, 2 years ago, Getafe, the only way you get Mason Greenwood's on FIFA. Let's be real. There's no way he couldn't spell Getafe.
Weirdly, like I was, once I saw the signing, I went on their socials because I was like, how are people going to receive this on their socials? Did you happen to look?
People
blowing
up.
It was weird. It was like, a mixture of support, people saying, oh my God, I'm going to support you guys because you signed Greenwood. And like a mixture of you guys are the scum of the earth.
Yeah.
So from a PR perspective, it was kind of like, well, everyone's going to be watching them now.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be looking in. They might, their followers might boost.
Yeah.
They might get a little bit more.
They are a lot more relevant.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
they're
not
gonna
cool. Oh, totally. Yeah. You know, but any publicity.
But
right?
Everyone's going to know Getafe now. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So maybe that was.
Was he
possibly
acquitted? Was he?
He was.
Yes.
Okay. So he's currently with the.
So same as Mendy from Man City.
Different though, different. Because Mendy, I believe it was proven that it was all false.
Mendy's was a bunch of women, like 7 or 8 of them coming out with the same allegations. And then it was proven that they were all pretty much.
They all knew each other before and had planned this.
So it was a coalition.
It was
exactly. Smear campaign.
Yes. Almost.
Yeah.
Okay. Almost that. Whereas
Greenwood's
was evidence.
It's, yeah.
And Mendy's at Lorient now, if I'm not mistaken. He's trying to restart.
But his career definitely has taken a huge hit.
Yeah, totally.
Whereas Greenwood's was more just like the charges were dropped eventually.
And it was kind of
seen
as...
So where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah, it was kind of seen, well, him and the woman got back together and they now have a kid. So it's kind of like, was she really going to press charges against someone that she's currently with? So it was like, you kind of had to make your own judgment.
The recordings are there. The pictures are there.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't argue with that.
Yep.
Now, here's the thing, right? This is what a lot of people may not know about this move. Man United will pay more than half his £75,000 a week salary.
Because he's still contracted.
He's still contracted. They've been paying him this entire time. While the investigation's been going on, he's still been making his full salary because the charges were dropped. So he's technically not a criminal in the eyes of the law.
Yeah.
They'll also cover, now this seems a bit excessive. They'll cover his 6-bedroom villa.
Oh my God.
Next to the training ground.
Wow.
So that friends and family can visit him and be that support network while he's there. And he also has a 24/7 Spanish translator.
24/7?
24/7.
Just learn the language.
Yeah.
Just the fuck?
Duolingo, buddy.
Come on, man. What the hell?
Get the little owl on
board. It's lazy as shit.
Yeah. All unbelievable.
24/7?
Yeah.
That's excessive.
Just pack it in and work at the fish and chip shop, man. Come on.
Well,
enough's enough.
You know, like maybe a 1-bedroom apartment's fine. Does he need a 6-bedroom villa?
Six-bedroom villa.
But, you know, it's part of that's the life these guys live, regardless.
The privilege of some of these top... I mean, it's not the same,
so
but...
So what is there a reason why United can't officially sell him? Like, what's the reason for that? Is that just because no one will buy him?
I think it's just that tricky thing where he's on a contract. He's not a convicted criminal.
Has he officially transferred to Getafe?
No, he's on loan.
So he's on loan.
He's on loan. He's on loan
from Man United.
He'll go back. He said, my ambition is to have a good season here. I'm going to return and play for Manchester United.
Can you imagine?
He'll never play in the Premier League again.
No?
He'll never play in the Premier League.
I was going to ask, he'll never play for England again?
The Premier League, the only reason why he's able to play for a Getafe or a is because the fight, like I said before, the trade-off of the PR nightmare is that the player of this caliber will change the fortunes of our club on the pitch, which will be a better business decision. Mm. The Premier League clubs don't need
that
from a financial perspective to take his stink on.
I don't know. I because he's young. He's 19,
he's 20 now?
20 just turned 20.
Yeah,
he's still young. autobiographies coming around.
It's going to be next to OJ's on the, do you on know, the shelf.
People forget. Forgive it. 5 or so years.
You think people forget?
I think people might be like, oh yeah. You think if he stayed, done that one thing when he was 19 years old. He's 25 now.
This is what I reckon his actual end game is. He's gone to Spain because he sees the vacancy as the FA president. It's coming up soon.
Oh, fucking hell.
And he sees the kind of character that they've had before. He's like, you know what? I think I might see it.
It's crazy. But let's see.
I see the end game.
I want to make out with a few of these lasses.
Fuck, I don't know, bro. Let's see what happens. I mean, as you said, people are going to be watching Getafe results now to see what this guy does. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of talk that he was going to go to the Saudi Pro League at one point. He's dodged that. I think it's a good move. That his career kind of still has a glimmer of hope, the fact that he stayed in a top league.
Yeah.
But the Saudi Pro League, we spoke about it last week on the show. I got rinsed a little bit.
Did you?
Because I put a TikTok up of us talking Saudi Pro. I didn't even say it was bad. Yeah. We were just talking about those guys that couldn't cross for Ronaldo. And all these Saudis, somehow I made it to Saudi Arabia.
How did it go on Saudi TikTok?
It got to Saudi talk. and the Saudis are ripping in going, you're Australian, like the A-League shit compared to us. We've had this many Asian Champions Leagues and this and that. Are you bitten by the Saudi bug?
In what regard?
Are you going to tune into the Saudi Pro League? No.
That's quite all right. I've watched Sergei Milinkovic Savage enough. I don't need to keep going. Yeah. I'm pretty indifferent to it. I like that there's a new kind of superpower that will spend ridiculous amounts of money on players, like overinflated.
Yep.
That's fine.
Yep.
I'm never going to watch it. Yeah. I also don't hold this opinion like to begrudge these players for choosing the money. Like. Yeah. So maybe not a majority, but a decent proportion of footballers come from such impoverished backgrounds.
Oh, yeah.
You're being offered money to change not only your life, but your cousins and your aunties and your uncles.
If they offer you $50 million and go do a comedy special there.
Mahashala, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? 50
you're
million.
Away. That's exactly. It, 2 minutes.
Exactly,
I mean,
bro.
Igalo said the same thing. I think they asked him a question. It was a famous quote. I can't remember, but he just said something like, We're not in this game for the fans. I'm in this game to make money. That's all he said. I'm in this game to make money. And
say
that's
how it is, right?
Straight up. No issues with that whatsoever.
Yeah.
I mean, Mitrovic's situation was kind of like, he was like, I want to go so bad.
And
Fulham were like, no, we need you. He's like, no, I'm gone.
Yeah.
Let me go.
It's to the Saudi league. It's generational money. You know, it's something that can change not just your life, but everyone else's. So it's crazy. Messi went to the MLS and that was kind of portrayed as like a righteous move, but his money is also astronomical, and he's also got the same thing with the Premier League clubs.
The deal that they offered him is like similar to Beckham's, where
he can have a franchise one day.
He can have a franchise. He can buy
a club. Shares in Apple.
He's basically like a CEO playing for the team.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Do whatever he wants.
And he can also bring all the boys from back in the day.
All the Barca boys. Come on.
Let's go.
Yeah, but it's star power, right? They beat LAFC in Hollywood today. Mm. It was the most expensive MLS game in history to buy a ticket for, right? And they all linked up for a goal. So it was actually Busquets to Messi, Messi to Jordi Alba, Giorgio Chiellini walking, watching them. That was the best. And they score. But listen to the people that were in the crowd at that game. Miami won the game 3-0. Gerard Butler was in the crowd. Leonardo DiCaprio was in the crowd.
Wow.
Tom Holland, Tobey Maguire, the whole multiverse of Spider-Man were in the crowd. Selena Gomez, Will Ferrell, Nas, Tiger, Prince Harry. They were all up there in the VIP box watching this game.
That's the GOAT effect.
Exactly right.
That is the GOAT effect. These people did not give a flying fuck about football.
Leo heard that Jordi Alba's got a daughter under 25. so
he's like, you know what? I think I'll make this one.
It got me thinking, who's the more famous Leo in that stadium? DiCaprio or Messi?
I reckon Messi's more famous than DiCaprio.
What do you reckon?
Oh, you just broke my brain.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who's the bigger Leo?
Nah, Messi's more
bigger. I think it probably has got to be Messi.
I think it's Messi as
well. Messi can move fucking countries.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think. But
when he turns up somewhere, the place is shut down. Leo, people are still turning up, but.
Yeah.
I think Leo Messi is definitely.
No,
Leo
I think.
Messi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just though.
Just. It is close, yeah.
It is close.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, let's check in with some fan questions. It's going to take us around the rest of the world. Ready Roller says, Chelsea in the mud.
Yeah, we are well and truly in the mud.
1-0 loss.
And not moving, man. Yeah, for no sure. Good. I don't even recognize the team.
I was going to say, can you name me the starting lineup?
Fucking know. Who the fuck is Jackson? Why is Ben?
He's one of the only
good ones. Why is Ben Chilwell left wing? Who are these guys, man? Apart from, and I know I should probably do a bit more research. Even the goalkeeper. Yeah. He was third string at Brighton or whatever, wasn't
it? It wasn't third string. Sanchez was starting at Brighton at one point.
He was starting at one point. I could just tell for the football that they want to play, that we're trying to play, we're not comfortable in it.
Arsenal
are playing and even Tottenham. And I hate to big up Spurs because I hate Spurs in general, but the ball that they're playing, everyone looks comfortable.
Yeah.
Everyone's comfortable on the ball. Even when we're playing in certain situations, you can tell at any moment now, a mistake might happen or someone might give it away or some shit like that. Mm. So it just doesn't feel, even going forward, it doesn't feel like we really know what we're doing going forward and the chances that we're missing, I know we've got a lot of injuries. I just don't recognize my team.
And to go 1-0 down and then have no response. This is the thing. It felt like there was no response from Chelsea 1-0 down. Once upon a time, you supported Chelsea, I think.
Did you?
Well, years and years ago.
You just gave up?
I did.
But that sounds like a bad idea.
Different roster, like every 2 years. Yeah, like who are you gonna be loyal to in terms of personnel, whether it's coaches, players? It's just like, it's not, it's it, it, but it allowed me to become a totally neutral Premier League supporter, which is so much better.
Yeah.
So much better to not care and
that
just watch.
That is probably the best way
to go. Just follow storylines.
Yeah.
It allowed me to become a de facto Spurs supporter.
So you're enjoying Ange's football?
Oh, yeah, I'm enjoying that. Yeah.
This is like.
How good, eh?
Oh, man. To follow on from the Matildas and what they did, this is so good for Australian, but more so than for Australian football.
Yeah.
Think about what this means for WOGs.
It's big. It is
somebody's,
big.
Course, is it? Somebody's Theo, somebody's Greek uncle went from burning the barbecue on a Sunday
down
to
South Melbourne.
Premier League. Yes, South Melbourne to the Premier League.
It's huge.
Yeah. He calls the reporters mate. Sorry, he doesn't call them mate. He calls him mate. He calls him mate because Kulusevski missed the sitter and he had to pump 4 darts out the side of the Tottenham Stadium before this interview. And he's got no time for your shit, mate.
It's true.
I'm thrilled.
It's amazing. It's amazing for all the ethnic coaches that you've had back in the day that promised you the riches. None of them delivered. We now have one that delivered.
We've got one.
Amazing.
He's there. It's Melbourne.
It's crazy the ball that he's got them playing in short space of time. When we talk about turnover in terms of a team that was playing a certain way under Conte and how they're playing against with him.
Look free.
Madison is playing.
Madison's killing it. And he's just signed Brennan Johnson too.
That's a great signing.
That's a good signing.
But Madison's like, he's not even playing as a 10. He's everywhere.
He's everywhere. He's dropping everywhere. Into the centre backs, getting the ball, popping it in, going out. Like.
Yeah. And then look, there were big question marks from Richarlison. He started Son at 9 on the weekend, scored a hat trick.
I think
that might be the move from now on.
Well, also, Manuel Solomon had a game and a half. Yes. That guy's a great player. But you know what? We were chatting about it before. The fact that Ange just got him playing like this so quickly.
It's crazy.
De Zerbi came in last year to Brighton and pretty much implemented his system almost immediately.
But
you think about it, Graham Potter's football was not dissimilar.
Yes.
You can see the natural progression.
Whereas this was a complete flip.
Ange ball compared to Conte ball. Yeah. It's crazy.
No, it's amazing. It is incredible to see. I'm not getting too hyped because it still is very early days.
Yeah.
Like it's 4 matches in, you know. But he's out of the cup. He did lose that. I know he played a second string squad, but you know, I just don't want to get too excited. You think it's the purpose? You think it's the focus on the league?
Plan.
Yeah? Game plan?
It's like, fuck, that's out.
Right? Yeah, get the League Cup done with? Yeah. Maybe. A quick one. Caleb Bora said, once Nkunku comes back, Chelsea will be back.
Yes.
He's still got a while to go.
How long? What was his? What did he injure?
It was 3 months.
Meniscus, but they said, long time. Like, meniscus can be like 6 weeks, but in his case, they were saying 3 to 4 months. So I think Chelsea needs a lot more than that. Ish, predictions for Liverpool this season. They actually look better than I thought.
They look all right.
They look all right.
They don't look terrible.
They didn't look good. Their worst game was against Chelsea in that opening match.
Mm-hmm.
They've really gone to another level since then.
They don't look terrible. I still think top four for them is probably questionable.
Really?
I still think it's questionable. I think there's so many other teams that are gonna be on job on point this season. It's gonna be tough for them.
I think they're third.
Yeah,
you reckon? I think they're third.
I think behind Arsenal and City.
Yeah, I think they're third because they're behind City and Tottenham.
And Tottenham, yeah, and yeah.
You reckon Tottenham
second place? Possible.
Oh, but yeah, no. I really, first of all, Szoboszlai is like a game changer.
Yeah, I
didn't think he would be this good. I really rate him, but I didn't think he would be this good. Mm. Plus, you got Endo, McAllister, and now they've signed Gravenberch.
They're just on a whole new midfield like that.
Totally new midfield, but somehow it's better.
It's worked. No, it is better. And they needed that. We know they needed that. We spoke a little bit about this on social before, but will Newcastle be able to, this is from Nick O'Connor, will Newcastle be able to handle Champions League football? They already look shaky.
Well, you said it's either one or two ways. Teams like Newcastle that are newly into this, you know, pumping money and playing Champions League football and winning stuff and trying to win stuff and trying to compete. 50 plus games. It's make or break, and can the squad depth handle it is the question, which I don't think they can. I think they're either going to do well in the league or Champions League.
Yeah, can't
and,
yeah.
And to that point, I think the kind of the Eddie Howe way of playing, it's almost like original Klopp ball.
Yeah.
That's super intense. Mm. I think that's more conducive to playing in Europe.
Yeah.
I think that suits the European game a lot more than it does the Premier League.
Yeah.
The wheels will come off in the league. They'll probably make the next round of the Champions League.
Well, it's probably the best group in the entire Champions League, you might say. PSG, Dortmund, AC Milan, Newcastle. It's a fucking brilliant group.
I can't wait to see Dan Burn against Mbappe, man. That's the one thing. That's the one thing we'll say there. I can't wait to see that. That is good. He's going to have a fucking feast of a time.
And the week after against Rafael Leao.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, Newcastle is it. It's going to... The thing that I know, I think that the fans will enjoy it.
That's what
the
it's all about. You just got back in the Champions League. You got PSG, Milan and Dortmund coming to St. James.
They'll fucking love that.
That's what it's all
about. If they have a season where they come 14th and they make round of 16, quarterfinal of the Champions League, the Newcastle fans
will take that
over Alan Shearer as your manager while the ship is sinking in 2016.
Yeah, 100%.
Any day of the week.
Yeah, exactly. Just remember how far they've come in such a short amount of time. Yeah. Last one on the Prem. High Press asked us, is Everton going down? I'm a worried Toffees fan.
Yeah.
They look
They just look arse. I mean, Alex Iwobi's jumped ship. He's gone to Fulham.
Yeah.
That's probably a sign as well. And if it weren't for Pickford, they would be...
Zero points.
Done.
Yeah, they'd saved them again on the weekend. Great save.
Done.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
And Sean Dyche doesn't look like the manager that's going to really all of a sudden just invent this new style of football, is he? That's going to get them scoring goals.
Well, his idea is get the ball in the back of the net. You know what I mean? It's just like
set up,
one, bang, whip it in. That kind of football.
And that shouldn't be Everton.
It's going to be. It's tough to see what's happened to Everton in general because you mainly look at them as like a mid-table.
Yeah. And they've got money.
And they've got
traditionally, they've always had money.
They don't have money now.
They're in trouble. They're trying to sell.
Trouble now. Yeah, they should have gotten Greenwood.
Fuck.
That's not a terrible shout.
No. If honestly, they could use him.
If it was one team that probably needed, might have been Everton.
The Sean Dyche type is the guy you get in at the end of the season when you're failing and he's going to save you.
Yeah.
The new Big Sam. Mm.
Yeah, true.
You don't keep that guy the next season.
I was surprised when they kept him.
Because he's not going to progress the team.
And you know what's crazy as well? There were links when the Lampard thing happened, there were links to Ange Postecoglou.
Ooh.
And yes. I reckon at a point in time, they could have got him.
Wait, weren't you saying you didn't want him to go to a team like Everton?
No, I didn't want him to. Yeah. But I think Everton could have got him at one point because I didn't think Tottenham would go for an Ange. I'm happy they did, but I didn't think that would happen. I thought he would have to start a little bit lower.
Yeah.
And they probably had that chance at one point. Maybe Ange said no. I don't know what happens behind the scenes. But as you said, they've settled for Sean Dyche. Clearly he did enough at the back end of last season, even though he's scraped out of relegation.
Just about.
I think they're going down.
I think they're going down.
I think they're going down. Yeah. Them and probably
I watched them on the weekend against the...
Sheffield. Yeah.
Sheffield are going down too.
Yeah.
That was clunky.
It was low. It was low.
I mean, a couple of people taking shots at Luton because our stadium's still getting built while matches are being played. But, you know...
They hosted their first Prem match there. It was good. Through the Domino's stand.
Yeah, I mean...
You think something might happen? They might stick around?
Maybe, hopefully. I'm wishful in it, but it's just nice to see football down. It's amazing.
It's a long season too.
30 years since they've been in the top half.
I think I heard that when Chelsea played Luton, the difference in squad value was like...
Oh my God.
$350 million.
At least. I feel like it'd be more.
Probably
maybe
more.
Maybe 450.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Luton's squad value is $13 million.
Amazing.
Amazing. Hey, you got to make use of what you got, man.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. It's incredible.
And Kenilworth Road is just so good. Something and this last question I got here from KO8156. It's for you. Opinions on Pavlenka's performance against Mainz?
Who? Lost me there completely.
I had to put this in because it was so niche. I was like...
Why for me as well?
Because I knew Ireland would have no fucking clue. That's firstly, what Mainz is.
I'm such a fucking Prem merchant. It's unbelievable. I need to diversify.
No, he was asking about Werder Bremen versus Mainz. It was a 3-0 win for Werder Bremen. His goalkeeper's had a great start to the season, Pavlenka. Okay. So yeah, he was fantastic. I think I saw the highlights. He made I think 3-4 saves.
Okay. Okay.
But I just wanted to throw that
way. You knew straight away.
I knew straight away.
I love how you thought about it for a moment. Yeah, like, how do I feel
Pavlenka,
about that?
Pavlenka. Yeah. No, I don't know.
It's not ticking over. It's gone.
We will go around the world here. Let's go quickly around Europe. Leverkusen play Bayern this weekend. They're the only two teams that have had a perfect start to the season. And so that'll be a great game to watch if you're going to watch one. Big Harry Kane.
And what's his name? Used to play for Chelsea. I think he's officially gone there permanently. What's his name?
Hudson-Odoi. Where did I hear Hudson-Odoi was going though?
Is he left? Is he still up? I thought he was at Leverkusen.
I don't think he went back to Leverkusen.
He left somewhere else in the Prem. Forest, yeah, he went to Nottingham.
Is he officially signed for Forest?
He's gone to Nottingham. That's a bit of a graveyard, isn't it, Nottingham Forest?
Fuck yeah.
I don't know, man.
I'm still a little bit sad about him. How do you feel about him as a Chelsea
fan? I was never
a
huge fan.
You were never a huge fan of him?
I remember when they put him on £120,000 at 18 years old, and I was like, he played like 4 games. I was like, what are you doing, man? You're going to ruin this kid.
He had so much potential. Is that Achilles injury?
It ruined him.
If you got a hyphenated surname, you're fucked.
Yeah, he doesn't like hyphens, man.
I've said this before.
That's your thing,
you have said this. It's very weird.
Much of a mouthful, the commentators aren't going to push you. Peter Drury's not going to like you. It's not poetic enough. Just come on, just make it one.
Well, Dortmund are struggling with no Jude and no Haaland. They had a pretty poor start to the season by their standards. Let's go to Italy now, though. Big Romelu Lukaku makes his debut for Roma. It's the third time in his career he plays under Jose Mourinho.
Even Jose do well together.
Yeah, apparently. He came in off the bench. They lost anyway to 10-man AC Milan.
Yeah, I watched that game.
Milan too strong in the end. Roma on paper have a good team. Rom, how do you see him going? And can you tell me a bit? You're a Juve fan. A lot of people might not know about what happened with the Juventus fans when they heard that they were going to sign Romelu Lukaku. What happened there?
What happened with the fans or what happened with the...
With the whole transfer saga? Because he was going to go to Juve, then he was going to go back to Inter.
Apparently, a week before the Champions League final where Inter lost to Man City, Lukaku was already talking to Juventus to make the move happen.
Right.
I think his not being the guy that he was when he was at Inter previously under Conte, he was the guy.
Yeah.
Undisputed star of the team. And that's what I think he needs to thrive.
Right.
And he wasn't feeling that. You know, Lautaro Martinez is taken over as kind of that guy. So he starts speaking to Juve. Inter are trying to make the deal happen. He ignores Inter's contact for a whole weekend.
Right.
Doesn't say anything. They catch wind of him negotiating with Juve.
Mm.
Inter say, fuck you, we're out.
Right. And then Juve.
Juve only wanted Lukaku because they wanted to get rid of... They basically wanted to do what Milan did in selling Tonali and funding the rest of the transfer window by selling Vlahovic and funding the rest of the transfer window. But there were no buyers of Vlahovic. And the only way that they could figure out to do it was to sell Vlahovic to Chelsea for Lukaku plus 40 million euros.
Yes, I heard about that bit. I heard about that.
Chelsea valued Vlahovic at 25 million euros and Pochettino apparently didn't really rate him that much.
Yeah.
So they're at a loggerhead. Stalemate for the whole thing. In the meantime, the Juve fans obviously very, very viciously protested Lukaku coming in, given that he's an ex-Inter player and XYZ.
Yeah.
And the move never materialized.
Right.
Now he's at Roma.
Yeah. Let's see.
You're right. They've got a good team on paper.
Yeah.
They've got a good coach on paper.
Yeah, but it's a shit start to the season. 1 point from 3 games.
Not good.
And they're already 8 points off some of their rivals for a title, so they really need to sort it out. But they've signed pretty well. Renato Sanchez, good signing. Paredes is a good signing. They should have a good team, but...
No, he's not.
Paredes no good?
I hate Paredes.
Yeah.
I hate
really?
Paredes. Yeah, I hate Paredes.
He's an experienced player that should come in and add something. No.
He was good. The last time he was good was when he was at Roma 10 years ago.
Right.
So, you know what? I hope for them that he's fine.
Yeah.
But Mourinho actually came out and said of Renato Sanchez, Dybala, and I assume he'll say it about Lukaku, if these players weren't injury prone, they wouldn't be playing here.
That's
if
true.
If these players weren't injury prone, they'd be playing at a bigger club.
That's true.
We're lucky we can get them because they're injury prone.
Just going to keep them fit now. What about, speaking of injuries, Pogba injured again?
No.
No?
No, I don't think so. No. He didn't come off this morning.
Right.
He said he scored a good goal?
He scored, well, it didn't count because Vlahovic was offside, but he scored a classic half volley, edge of the box, Pogba goal.
I'm surprised he's not in Saudi Arabia.
Me too.
Ooh, I thought he would have gone.
True. That's you a know? Shout.
I think.
Give it a year.
Yeah, give it time. If he has one more injury at U of A, I think he goes to Saudi.
I actually think if he has a decent season at U of A, he'll go to Saudi.
Oh, really?
They'll be able to get more money out
yeah,
of him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fair, fair. Because it's been, man, what a fall from grace that's been, Paul Pogba. Man. I hope he comes back to
Did
his
Did you
best.
Guys watch the Pogmentary?
No.
No.
I only watch documentaries of big... I don't like these documentaries all coming out. Like the Antoine Griezmann one, I never watched that. No disrespect on him. But for me to sit and watch a documentary of you, you've got to be an absolute world beater.
Like, is he dying?
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So I sat like through this four-part series about Paul Pogba and learned nothing. Also, they did like...
Where
you know,
was it on? Netflix or something?
It's Amazon. And I only watched it because he had just re-signed for Juve and I'm like, yeah, gimme.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then by the end of the documentary, I'm like, I hope this guy gets injured.
Really?
No, but it was so self-indulgent, so self-aggrandizing, no humility. And then they filled in the parts where they spoke about his past. Mm. And instead of just doing overlay footage of the place where he grew up or whatever. They did like an anime.
Oh my God.
They made like a cartoon about it.
They did a re-dramatization cartoon of him growing up.
Did it have his witch doctor brother and everything in it?
No.
No, it didn't have all that.
Conveniently left that out.
They left that part
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
you got to think when your brother starts turning on you, something's
not right.
Something's not
yeah,
right, man.
Yeah, I just want him scoring bangers again. If he's not scoring bangers, I don't want to hear about it because, I don't care about his haircuts and his dabbing. Let's go to his own country, though. Let's go to France, where Lyon have started shit. You talk about starting shit. They lost to PSG. Don't know if anyone cares that much about PSG anymore, but Mbappe scored again. He's scoring still every match.
Of course.
They beat Lyon 4-1. Lyon were forced to stand in front of their ultras, and the capo of the ultras grabbed the microphone and ripped the players to shreds about wearing that jersey, about the previous players that have, about them being an embarrassment, and the players just had to stand there and cop it. They're only four games in, onside or offside, do you think?
I mean, we've spoke about this a little bit before, and I always think it's a good thing.
Yeah?
I always think it keeps the players... It makes them know, like, I think sometimes they can get in their own world and not really see what's out of it, but it keeps them knowing that people do care so much about the club. Yeah. And also, people spend their hard-earned money to come and watch you play every single week in, week out. I like it. I don't mind it. As long as it's not deteriorating and you're not absolutely obliterating them and they're personally, and it's not about what they're doing for the shirt.
They weren't personally ripping them. They were calling them a bit of an embarrassment to the shirt and everything. But I mean,
I don't disagree with what Alan's saying. I just think that it's a bit early. Two, three games into the season, they lost Barkala, went to PSG. Mm. What's his face went to Chelsea, the right back. Malagusta.
Yeah, yeah.
Lukeba, the centre back, went to Leipzig. Yeah. They've lost a bunch of other players. I can't think of one signing that they made. I don't know who their manager is. If it's still what's his face,
that Lyon,
Peter Bosch. I don't know if it's still Peter
Bosch.
I'm
gonna have to Google it.
Like, there's gonna have to be time. If your team's not playing well after three games,
yeah,
be patient, relax. Like, these are human beings.
Yeah,
chill out.
Laurent Blanc there.
Well, actually,
yeah, Laurent Blanc's got him.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you expect to be better, wouldn't you? I mean, I don't know. Look, as you said, it's only been four games and they lost to Paris. But still, they're obviously demanding the best. They do a lot of that. The French fans are pretty...
Look, maybe it was a situation where you could visibly see the players not giving a fuck.
Not giving a shit,
and if that's the case, then good.
Yeah.
Fry them.
Yeah, and they are on a packet of cash as well, so that's why they're demanding it. Let's bring it local to a league that aren't on that much money. Let's talk Australian football.
Yeah, baby.
Let's go to the Australia. But this is why we love it.
Yeah, we love it.
The Australia Cup Final 8 is locked in. Probably not as exciting as last year. I don't think there's the same buzz around it.
RPL,
they lost to Sydney.
There's as many teams that from the lower leagues that have made a run.
Not as many, but there is Melbourne Knights playing Heidelberg in a quarterfinal, meaning that one of them will guaranteed be in the semi.
That's great.
Which is great to see.
The last year, Sydney United, there was a bit of a buzz around it.
Yeah, exactly.
They beat my boys, the Monero Panthers.
Yeah, that's right. You were down at that one.
Fellas.
The Monero Panthers. Speaking of the National Second Division, still always floating around.
Have we any updates on that?
So the clubs have come out and officially announced that they've put in an application, like an official application. They've met the money, they've met the requirements, they've met everything. And those official clubs are South Melbourne, Avondale, Preston, Sydney United, Sydney Olympic, Wollongong, Marconi, Apia, and Sunshine Coast. Lakash, are you excited to see the Greek dancing, to see the you know, the pokies being played at halftime at Marconi Club, to see the Chivapis of Preston Lions. Are you happy to see this back in international, not international, but national football?
Look, in the politest way possible, fucking oath.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, man, I mean, in one way, it's kind of funny because essentially the A-League was brought in to
get rid of this.
To get rid of all that, right? and that, I think that kind of dismisses the fact that the heart of a lot of these clubs is the kind of culture and all that
stuff
that goes
with it. That's what football is culture. Yeah.
But I think more so than that, having an actual second division for the improvement of the game in this country.
It's huge.
Huge.
Yeah, it is.
Like, to have the bottom however many A-League teams decide it's not our year, we're not going to make the finals, we don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
For them to have zero stakes.
Yeah.
No threat of relegation, no threat of dropping out.
Yeah.
You're never going to develop.
Look, one thing I will say, the second division is already probably unlikely, but if it happens, it might happen, but promotion relegation is very unlikely.
That's when this league starts getting very interesting.
It's very unlikely. I will say it is very unlikely.
It's very unlikely, but because those A-League teams can't afford to be in the second division.
You're talking two different entities at the moment, the FA and the APL. Mm. You're talking franchises which guarantee that they can't get relegated. Mm-hmm. So contracts will have to be completely redrawn up. It is a big, big problem. But to have its own independent second division, I think can happen. It's feasible. It might happen in the next year or two. To then promote and relegate with the A-League.
That would take another 5-10 years.
Maybe our grandkids might enjoy that.
So then what's the point?
Just another league to enjoy more football.
Chivapis.
Chivapis, bro. You know what I mean? Greek dancing at halftime. Are you kidding me?
All right,
find yourself
a wife. I'm back in.
Find yourself a wife down there. You know.
I'm going down to the Preston game for sure, man.
Yeah, Preston's good vibes. Preston is very good vibes. I'm going to finish with some random Born Offside style bullshit stories that I like to do, you know. First one is, it is lighter. It is the lighter part of the show. This doesn't sound like a light news, but I promise stick with it.
Okay.
Mohamed Al-Fayed passed away this week. That's not the light part, okay? I understand.
He's the goalkeeper for Mainz.
former Fulham owner, a former owner of Harrods, right? Big, wealthy businessman, Egyptian, moved to the UK. Lived a fantastic life. Dated Princess Diana, apparently, at one point.
Oh, really? Right? Interesting.
Yeah. Also installed the Michael Jackson statue outside Craven Cottage, which was a very controversial thing. Fulham fans ripped it down. But a funny story came out from someone who we usually have bad things to say about here. Piers Morgan was telling a story of Mohamed Al-Fayed talking to Arsene Wenger before Fulham Arsenal when they met at Craven Cottage. And apparently he had a really cool sense of humor, right? And he was a bit of a ladies' man as well. And he said to have you ever heard the story?
No.
He said to Arsene Wenger on the sideline before the game, he was lovely to meet you, whatever. And he said, yeah, good luck tonight. You want your boys to get up tonight, don't you? And Arsene was like, of course I do. I'm sorry, but I hope we beat you. Of course, yeah, you want to? Okay, just give him this. And apparently he pulled out a packet of Viagra from his pocket, gave it to Arsene Wenger on the sideline. And Arsene Wenger took it, not knowing what it was. And Piers Morgan and the other media people that were around were pissing themselves laughing until he like read it and threw it back at like whatever. And I was like, bro, that is cracker banter.
Okay, so is that kind of...
Because you want your boys to get up tonight.
Arsene Wenger not knowing what Viagra is is the most surprising thing I've heard today.
Yeah. Because he was old.
He was old.
But that's French.
He was old before he was old.
But that's that French blood, man.
Yeah.
They're still fucking...
They can go and go and
they
go.
They can go and go and go. True. That's my first random story.
Okay.
My second one is probably even more random. Jakub Kivior, which is the centre-back that Arsenal signed in from Spezia.
Polish guy, yes, from Spezia.
Arsenal signed him in January. Hasn't played much for Arsenal. He's 23.
Okay.
Right, his missus is 30.
His missus is 30?
Yeah.
Got you.
7 years up. You don't mind dating up.
I don't mind dating up.
Pull one out.
Right? Yeah, his missus is 30. Now, his missus is known for twerking on social media.
Leave me out of that.
Right? And so he's not really influencing Arsenal very much from the bench. But she promised Arsenal fans if they want their most recent game, she'd put up a video. And they did, even though he didn't feature. She did a headstand twerk while on holiday. I've got a screenshot for you. That's his missus doing a headstand twerk.
What the fuck?
And all the Arsenal fans commented, come on, you Gunners. They're loving it. Onside or offside, if you can't influence your team from the bench, at least your missus can bring some happiness.
What the hell?
To the supporters, you know?
Has she got OF as well?
Probably. Don't worry about OnlyFans. This is Arsenal fans. This is Arsenal fan TV.
Yo, what is going on? I mean, each to their own. But yeah, and for me, it's a no-go. But I mean, each to their own.
What do you think?
I'm speechless.
It's some technique, though.
It is some technique.
There's some technique.
Bro, I need to check out the Insta.
And her husband, they're married?
No, they're just dating.
Okay, well, Kivio's got good balance as well. So
yeah.
That's obviously something they've been working
on. Yeah, yeah.
I'm surprised she's not in the Arsenal shirt.
She's in less than that. I don't think Arsenal fans mind. as long as
and they're all coming, come on Gunners.
Come on Gunners, we love these. They like him as a signing because of his misses now.
Look, you gotta provide. It's not just what you bring to the pitch anymore.
It's the whole package deal, isn't it? It is a weird situation. And with that, I'm gonna finish with one of the weirdest, but also one of the greatest bad boys in modern football.
Modern, yeah.
Mario Balotelli.
Yeah, of course. There's no one else.
King. He's a king, right? He is. Now, where the fuck is Balotelli?
Good question.
Where is he?
Is he still playing?
Well, he still is. He's at FC Sion.
Who?
That's right.
Right?
That's
He's at Sion in Switzerland.
Ah, Swiss.
He was there last season, scored a few goals, played a decent amount of games. They got relegated, right, from the Swiss league. He's still got a year left on his contract, but they've started the season. They're three games in. No one's seen Mario Balotelli. Like, he hasn't played yet.
Oh, okay.
Now,
he's not playing Division 2.
Well, that's the thing,
he's
right?
An A-League club. He's not doing it.
Exactly. Already, he apparently punched the sporting director accidentally at the end of season party.
Oh,
he was dressed up and
couldn't
see.
Director.
He punched the sporting director. That's a story that came out. Then no one had seen him for a while. They played on the weekend. He wasn't at the stadium. Where was he? He was in Venice. And he's been captured in Venice on a date with a new blonde girlfriend of his.
While his team's kicking ball and he's under contract with that
he's
team.
He's literally on a gondola smoking a vape.
Yo, Balotelli is the best, he's the original bad boy.
That's our boy.
He's the original. Like, there is no Mario Balotelli. Your team's kicking ball and you thought, nah, I'm going Venice, man, with the girls.
Can we get this man to the A-League? Can you imagine the carnage? Can you imagine?
Not at Wanderers, but I'd like him at, like, you know, maybe Sydney FC so I can laugh a bit.
Bro, what? Come on.
He'd have to come to a Sydney team.
It'd have to be a Sydney choice.
Get him out of Switzerland. Put him on Bondi Beach. Yeah. Fucking Mario Balotelli would be box office for this league.
He would. He put eyes in the league as well. He would. That's a great business move, man.
But I am going to finish with all the free agents that could come to the A-League, and you got to tell me who you'd pick. Balotelli's not a free agent at the moment, but there's a couple of players still floating around. The A-League has been linked to a couple moves. Mm. Rumor is Sydney FC is about to announce the signing of a Brazilian player. I checked, not a huge name. That's okay. De Gea, Jesse Lingard, Papu Gomez, Alfredo Morelos, and Eden Hazard remains a free agent.
Take them all in the A-League. They are all big enough names, except maybe Morelos.
Yeah.
But he could probably still do a job.
Yeah.
I don't understand how De Gea doesn't have a club.
Doesn't have a club.
What is going on in today's world?
I think it's because
he's not even that old.
He's garbage with the ball at his feet. The clubs that can afford his salary or play.
He'll take a pay cut, but I'm just like,
he wouldn't be anywhere near the A-League. Let's be real. Out of those,
I can see Hazard in the A-League.
How do you sell the A-League over the Saudi League?
The beach.
I'm sure there's plenty of sand. They got man-made beaches there in Saudi Arabia.
That is a great question. I concede.
You got nothing? You got nothing?
Oh, you will not get relegated.
Yeah, there
no
you go.
No matter what.
There you go.
There's no stakes.
People will leave you alone.
Yeah.
There was one name that you said that was interesting that I...
Papu Gomez. Great player.
Papu Gomez would be great.
Sort that shit out,
yeah.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah. Hopefully we get a big signing in the A-League this season. Just somebody would be nice.
Yeah.
Anybody.
Who's the biggest name in the A-League right now? Who's the star?
Maybe Rodwell.
Jack Rodwell?
Maybe.
You reckon?
In terms of globally known? Probably Rodwell.
Probably Jack Rodwell at the moment.
That's the worst it's ever been. No offense to Jack Rodwell, he's a good player. But in terms of star power, the A-League has always had one guy that you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Whether it's Del Piero, Nani, Dwight York,
it didn't
Nani.
Work, exactly.
Probably Nani would have been.
Would have been, but he's not there anymore. Mm. I feel like there's got to be one around the corner, but they don't have long.
You hope so, yeah.
Season's kicking off in a month and a bit. This is the time now. You've seen that the European transfer window is shut. You see which players didn't land clubs. Now you've got to move.
True.
Get Eden Hazard here and you revive the league.
Please, please, please.
I don't think he'd be good.
No,
I don't think.
It's not about that.
But in terms of star power,
that's huge. That's the biggest star since Del Piero.
Totally.
If they get it, it'd be amazing. From Real Madrid to like Sydney FC would be maybe not Sydney, but you know what I mean. It'd be amazing. We can only dream. We're excited. We're probably about to go over time, but before we do go, Anthony LoCascio, what's next for you, mate? Where can people find you? You're lacing up the boots or something?
No, just sticking to comedy? The boots are well hung.
Yeah, just sticking to comedy.
I haven't played for 2 years and I feel great.
Yeah.
I can feel my ankles again. Yeah. It's great. Yeah. It's great. But follow me on anthony.locash and stuff. Don't tweet me. Don't do it.
Don't you like when they do, but it makes you trend.
Yeah, it does. But
don't you like the bad publicity of like Getafe? You and Getafe.
I used to want to be the Getafe of comedians, but
not anymore.
No, they don't sell tickets.
You want to be friends now. Yeah, you want to be friends. Okay.
We're friends. I do have a show in Sydney on the 13th of October at the Oxford Hotel. So I'll be filming it. So if anybody wants to come, if anybody wants to come and check it out, please do.
Yeah.
It's a small space, so I will sell out. So.
Yeah, you'll piss yourself as well. We went to watch him at the Sydney Comedy Festival.
It was the show that you saw.
It was absolutely brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. No doubt we'll have you on the couch again next time I see something with Juventus or something that I know is going to grind your gears. I'll bring you on.
Fabulous.
Probably some more controversy, some more FA presidents kissing people they shouldn't kiss. I'll bring you on. All right?
Maybe.
Because I know there's no better person to hear from. Olan.
Yeah.
Big week coming up for you.
Yeah, UFC. As always. Yeah,
UFC.
Look out for me on the UFC. You're going to be ringside. Socials. Yeah, I got a decent ticket. It's called Dana White's section.
Whoa. Shit. So you're going to be rubbing shoulders with Dana?
Dana's not coming. Oh. But I'm in his section. So whichever celebrity is coming to the fight, I'm basically next to.
Yeah, brilliant.
Could be anyone.
You don't know yet.
Chris Hemsworth.
You don't know yet who's going to be there.
I don't know who's in there. Who'd you say?
Mason Greenwood.
Let's hope not. He's done enough punching. Yeah,
it could be anyone. It could be Chris Hemsworth. Could be Inspired Unemployed. Who knows?
Sick.
I've got my cameraman, so I'll be definitely shooting content. So look out for that, man.
Enjoy that. Make sure you subscribe to the pod. Follow us on all our socials. Keep the love coming on TikTok, IG, Spotify, wherever the hell you get all your shit. Can't wait to see you next week. I think Kat's back.
I think she's back
next week. I don't know. We'll try and get a hold of her, guys. We'll see you next time on Born Offside. Ciao.
See ya.